This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. Leanne Hansen is on assignment. The swimming competition at the Olympic pool in Beijing ended with the fulfillment of an improbable quest. In the very last race, Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal of the Games. He and his American medley relay teammates also broke the world record. Phelps now has more gold medals in a single Olympics than any other athlete ever. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
There's no doubt about it now, says four-time swimming gold medalist John Neighbor.
There is no question from now on that when people think about the greatest swimmer of all time, it's only going to be Michael Phelps' name that comes to their lips.
And when people think about the Beijing Olympics?
These are definitely the Michael Phelps Games. They have to be. He won 8 gold medals. He deserves to be remembered, you know, as the hero of the Beijing Olympics.
That's Olympic historian David Walashinsky, who now predicts a new word in the American lexicon,
which will be Phelpsian. That will be when you just win everything and overwhelm the opposition. That will be a Phelpsian achievement.
The 8th Phelpsian achievement of the Michael Phelps Games came during the butterfly leg of the 400 medley relay. Phelps dove into the water with the American team in 3rd place. He was still in 3rd at the flip turn, but once he got those arms churning, he swam the fastest 100 meters ever. At the wall, Phelps had the lead, and freestyler Jason Lezak then sealed the deal. The Americans broke the world record by a little more than a second. And Phelps had more gold medals than any other Olympian ever.
This is all a dream come true. You know, to really just imagine anything and work towards it and have ups, have downs, and be able to accomplish everything you've ever dreamed of. It's fun.
Here's what fun was like for Michael Phelps. 9 days of competition, 17 races, 8 finals, 7 world records, 3 miles of swimming. Australian distance swimmer Grant Hackett is also considered one of the world's great Olympians.
Can't be described, the level of achievement that he's done here. It's phenomenal, and I think, in my opinion, we'll never ever see it again. I just don't think that can be emulated or beaten.
That's what was said when American Mark Spitz won 7 gold medals with 7 world records in swimming. It took 36 years for his record to fall. Here's one more Phelpsian measure. If the 23-year-old from Baltimore were a country, he'd be tied for 5th in the medal count with as many golds as Australia and Japan. So what does Michael Phelps plan to do now?
Like what I'm looking forward to, just not doing anything, just sitting and not moving.
There's also a $1 million check coming. That's what sponsors promised if Phelps hit the 8-medal mark. Olympic champion John Neighbor expects ripples wide and far from Phelps' performance at the Olympic pool.
I expect that there's a lot of kids around the country, if not around the world, who next week will make a pilgrimage to the local swimming pool and ask if there's a sign-up sheet for the swim team. Because there's going to be a lot of people who want to be just like Michael Phelps.
And if any of them make it to the next Olympics, they better be prepared. Michael Phelps will be young enough to try it all over again. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.